Okay, sloppy, you know, sloppy. The finish of the game was unfortunate. You know, that particular group has been, they have had two-minute drills, and they have worked at it, but obviously not very well. It was too bad they were in that position. I mean, catch a punt twice, and you're not going to be in that position. So, you know, they dropped the ball, we dropped the ball. Obviously, we didn't block anybody with our, the groups late in the game, and they put incredible pressure on the quarterback. He didn't really have much time to do anything. But it was disappointing, very disappointing to come here and be up, 24-7 and lose the game. So we have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn from this and a lot to improve upon. I don't think there's anybody in that locker room that thinks any other way. So we'll use it as best we can and move forward, but it's obvious that we have to put the number one thing is ball security as a punt returner. First thing you got to do is catch the ball. We also have a number of people that really, quite frankly, don't know what they're doing. And even though they may have some talent and some ability, they've got to spend a little more time trying to figure out what we're asking them to do. Any questions?
You mean in the punt return
position? No, not just that. In lots of spots.
Jarrell had some of those problems last summer.
Yep.
And you, I think, were confident that he was past some of those. And what did you see on the one that he muffed?
Looked like he took his eye off it right at the end. I give credit to the punter. He punts the ball very, very high. But that all you got to do is signal fair catch and concentrate totally on catching the ball. You don't have to go through all that. So that one and then the rookie put one on the ground too. And, of course, they got both of those back. And we had another opportunity later in the game to get one back and didn't get it. That would have been nice because we would have had field position there. As it was, we had the ball near the midfield stripe and had to get to the 35 to try our long field goal, and that was where we were trying to get to. And I think if Ryan would have had a little protection, then the possibility would have been that he could have gotten the ball in someone's hands and even gotten it out of bounds. But he didn't have time to do anything.
Got some big plays from Wilson.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did, and we would hope that there were some other opportunities out there that he really could have helped us to be in position there to win the game. And that's what we were trying to do. Is quite frankly, was get him the ball. I thought Reuben Randall played well and made some nice plays for a young guy as well, and some of the defensive guys were able to flash and. Kuhn made a couple of nice plays, and they certainly got a lot of snaps. You know, it's too bad that it worked out quite the way it did with our linebackers continue to be a problem for us. So a lot of those kids got a lot of plays, and but they seem to do okay with it.
That first play of the last drive looked like he wasn't ready for the handoff or the draw play.
I don't know what happened.
So these are the kind of things you're talking
about. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, we were in perfect shape because we had the three timeouts. We could run the ball. And we could do whatever we wanted to do. And then somehow we get a misunderstanding as to what the play is. And a lot of that has to do with the, you know, he just needs more work in that situation. As I say, there's been limited amount of two-minute drill work, but we've had, I think, the ones went twice, the twos went twice, and I think the threes got it one time. And, you know, we knew that if this came down to it here at the end of the game, then it would be Ryan and that group that would have to put us in a position to win, and it didn't happen.
You come out of the game pretty clean?
Excuse me?
You come out of the game pretty clean?
I'm not sure. You know, I think we did, but I wouldn't hesitate until I hear from the training room.
Happy to see Prince put that drive behind him and then come right back and make a play there?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I'm looking forward to watching the tape of that. I'm really... I mean, I know he got beat from the inside out, but exactly why, I'm not sure. Look forward to seeing that.
But he talked about having a short memory. Looked like he did there.
That's good.
At least that's
got
to be
a good thing. Yeah, got to be coached about it though. Then you move on.
Anything in particular you saw in your third down efficiency? You were, I think, 3 for 11. Was it protection basically, or
wasn't very good? So protection, you know, the getting the ball delivered at the right spot. So. We got a lot of work to do. We're giving a lot of people snaps, and to be honest with you, you're only going to do that for just so long. People have to do it, have to respond to it now. We gave people lots of opportunities, and there were some good, but certainly not enough. There wasn't enough consistency. So we start, man. We start. We don't start very well, but we start. Any questions? Anything else?
Good. Thanks, Sal. Thanks.
Good seeing you, Coach. Okay.